What is good? Hey, pearls. How are y'all? It has been a year, ain't it? It's been one hell of a year. 2020 showed out. It showed up and showed out, baby. It was like, I am 2020, okay? The beginning of a new decade, honey. And I'm finna show y'all what the fuck I do. Yes. But anyway, pearls, how y'all been, booze? What's been going on? I know I can't expect a reply, but I just want to ask. I just want to ask. That is all. As far as for me, I've been good. 2020 has been a hell of a year. Personally and, you know, worldwide, it's been a hell of a year. We had so much going on, and we have recognized and noticed so many things that have happened around the world. I'm sure that we probably would have never even recognized. I'm sure you guys have learned some things that you probably wouldn't even learn. I'm sure you guys have looked into some things. I'm sure you guys have discovered some things within selves that you probably wouldn't even had done if 2020 hadn't turned out the way that it did. It's so crazy, right? 2020 was like, for the new decade, I'm finna give everybody a break. On this first year, we finna break it down. We finna isolate y'all. We finna kill a couple of y'all. We finna save a couple of y'all. I don't know what 2020 did, but I'm sure it did a little bit of everything for everyone. As far as for me, I know I've been extremely quiet this year, and it's only because, one, I am quiet in general. I'm a very quiet and personal person. I'm very funny about who I talk to, who I let around me in my personal space. And I'm extremely selective with who I talk about these sensitive subjects with. And it's a lot of sensitive things that have happened this year. I know a lot of people have voiced it, and I'm telling you, the voices that I've seen, read, and heard via social media or whatever, I want to say, y'all kept me alive. Y'all kept me giggling. Y'all kept me thinking. You had me disagreeing. It was so much going on. The main thing 2020 has done for me, it has gave me an eye-opener to self. And that's odd, right? I mean, it was not odd, but that's something that you probably hear a lot. Oh, yeah, so-and-so had an eye-opener, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sure myself and a trillion, billion, gazillion others feel the same. I mean, because when you have nothing else to do but to look at yourself, or you have nowhere else to go but to stay in home and house, you start to realize a lot of things. You start to realize a lot of things within self, around the company that you keep, and around just people that you talk to in general. You realize things when you guys have limited access to things, and when people have limited access to you or wherever, when it's just limited access, period. All type of emotions and things tend to come to surface. Nonetheless, this year has been a great year, I will actually say. Probably one of my best years in about a decade. That's funny, right? It's so crazy, but it's true. The last decade, 2010, well, the end of it, I was coming back to where I reside now, which is in Florida. And that year took a lot out of me. That year wiped me. I was lost in that year. That year stripped me of all type of confidence and assurance and love. And I've been struggling ever since then on multiple types of levels. But I think 2020 actually helped me. It put me back in my habitat. It put me back in a quiet space. It had me reflecting a lot. I didn't get much work done this year. I didn't write a lot, but I jotted down a lot of ideas for future projects. But I say that to say that I believe that 2020 was a year of, you know, it was a year of last. This is the year of last for me. I don't think I've ever said that, but I'm saying it now, just reflecting and thinking. And I mean, when I say it's the year of last, I mean that because I'm saying it's the year of, you know, it's like a year of I'm just popping and popping, popping my lips, popping my teeth and tongue and all that stuff. Hey, they're so ratchet. This is me. It's like, no, I'm just playing. But when I say it's the year of last, it's the year of last, like the last of lessons learned. Like I go through the same lesson over and over again. I'm not going through these lessons that have popped back up. No more of that. It's the yet last year or the last lesson of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way I've been going about love and dealing with people, I can no longer do that. Like, the last year of struggling with finances, I can no longer do that. I can no longer be afraid to produce my ideas and make them fruitation. Because I have so many, you know? And it's just, you know, the last year of, like, just the last year of everything. Like, I know myself a lot better, and I have understood my I understand past situations a lot better via this year. I don't know why. I don't know how. But a lot of things are coming to light. And it was a lot of heartache too this year. But I found out that that heartache was okay. And it needed to happen because it had to break certain connections and it had to break certain repetitious energy. A lot of people don't need your love. I was being changed. I've changed. I'm no longer that. Spontaneous, hyperactive, say it all. I'm not her, and I think I was missing her. I've been dealing with someone for so long that I didn't even realize how I've changed dealing with this person. I didn't even realize how much me making him happy was actually making me a very sad person. And losing focus on me and my priorities. I forgot about all the books I was writing, all the screenplays, all the scripts. I forgot about how I was a bad bitch. excuse my language, I'm sorry. I forgot how I was a bad mama jamma. Okay. Like, things changed. And now I'm realizing, just in a year's time, and the year's work didn't even start from coronavirus. It started from last year when I was going through my own personal things in the beginning of 2019. It started with that. But 2020 kind of closed it out for me. It brought everything to the surface. And at the end of the day, I just hope that everybody benefited from this year like I did. I just hope, you know what I'm saying, that you found yourself. I mean, a lot of relationships are one-sided. I say this to say, I'm checking in. That's it. I'm checking in. I don't know. It's probably been a whole year since y'all heard from me. Probably last time I blogged was January or February. And I didn't even feel like writing today. I just wanted to talk. Y'all never hear my voice. I ain't been on social media in so long. People probably wondering where is Netta Boo. I'm sorry, Netta B. Because I'm Netta B. Okay, but I'm always Netta Boo. I wish y'all could see me because I just did a little, Shaquille O'Neal, little shrug when he be doing that little smirk shrug. But no, let me stop. I just hope that everybody got through this year, and I just want to send condolences to anybody that have lost anybody during this time. You know what I'm saying? If you were sick, I'm happy that you are well now. I just want to say it's been a long time coming. It seemed like we've been in 2020 for about 10 years now. Like, it seemed like this was a whole decade. But it's just, I just want to reach out to the team and hopefully, I'm not going to make no promises, but hopefully there will be some things released at the end of this year. Because I know I said I haven't been writing, but, you know, it don't take nothing to write. So, you know what I'm saying? It's still the time, love, for that ball drop. So, you know, hopefully I can still and present something for the 2020, you know, like the 99, 19, whatever. But anyway, this is a big thing right here. Life. So I guess that's the main reason I'm on. Just happy to be alive, to be living. I'm happy for the ups and downs. I'm happy for the everything. I'm just happy. It's been rough these last 2 years for me, but I'm literally happy. Literally happily every after. That's what I was gonna say. But no, I'm literally happy. And I'm in a good space. You know what I'm saying? I've been manifesting things into my life, which took some things out and brought some things in. And I just hope that I didn't mess anything up. And I hope that everybody out there that is trying to do the same manifests greatness in their life. I hope you get it and receive it. And I look forward to talking to y'all more, so much more in 2021 and years beyond. Until then, everybody, y'all be easy. I love y'all. And I will talk to you later, my boos. Signing off, Netta B.